Have you ever been distressed before or overwhelmed in your heart? Boy, I sure have many times in my life. David knows exactly how that feels, for he himself went through very difficult, strenuous times. But what did he do? He called out to the one that was higher than him, that could strengthen him and get him through it.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
Praise the name of the Lord. It's so good to have you with us on Truth and Fact. We are going to be in the Old Testament, Psalm 61. What a powerful psalm written by David. Time when David's heart was overwhelmed. Have you ever been there when your heart was overwhelmed? Or maybe right now it's overwhelmed, and maybe God will speak a word to you and help you and strengthen you. And I pray that he does. When did David write this? Well, one of the times perhaps when he was in danger could have been when Saul was hunting him down, chasing him down, wanting to destroy him. There's one thing for certain, and that is that David's heart was troubled. He was in great distress. His heart was in agony. He was greatly disturbed. I believe that David's heart was in great anguish. He was troubled, distraught. Perhaps he felt a great pain or sorrow, perhaps burdened beyond what words can say. And sometimes you just can't put into words how you feel. But thank God that the Lord knows how we feel. God knows all things. And sometimes I have a hard time when I'm so burdened and stressed. I have a hard time putting into words how I feel. But I just pour my heart out to the Lord. And that's what David did. He says this in verse 1. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Now, he says, when my heart is overwhelmed. Now, this speaks of one who is going through great difficulty. Perhaps they are weak or faint. The word for overwhelmed is used also in the book of Jonah. Jonah had run from the call of God, and he ran from the presence of the Lord. The next thing you know, Jonah is on his way to Tarshish on a ship. The ship finds itself suddenly in a storm. Jonah is then thrown out of the ship and to the sea, and a big fish or a whale comes and swallows Jonah. Now, no doubt Jonah probably thought this was it. His goose is cooked. He probably thought that he's going to die. This is the end of his life. It's over. And in this crucial moment of his life, Jonah did this. He cried out to God and said, when my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came in unto thee and to thine holy temple. Now, the word fainted, he said, when my soul fainted, it's the same word that David used when he said that his heart was overwhelmed. You see, my friend, sometimes the Lord may allow us to come to this place in our lives. It's not easy. It's difficult. A place that brings us to the point like David, to where we will cry out to God. You see, a weak person pours their heart out to the Lord. That's not a bad thing to do, my friend. That's a good thing to do. Even when the enemy tries to destroy us, what the devil intends for our harm and destruction, God can use it to bring us to that place of pouring our heart out to him. Perhaps you're in that place right now to where you feel overwhelmed in your heart. Perhaps you feel like David. Maybe you feel like Jonah, and this is the end of your rope. You feel like this is it. You feel it's over. You don't have the strength to go on. You have thought about quitting. You thought about giving up. You said, what's the use? That's right, my friend. I know exactly how you feel. Overwhelmed. At some point in time of our lives, perhaps we've all been there. This is the place of anguish, agony, distress. But what's the answer? Well, the answer is what David did in verse 1. What did he do? He cried out to the Lord. He cried out to the rock that is higher than I. You see, I need that strength from God to help me, to get me through the stresses and pressures of this life. And if you'll cry out to God, he will be sure to pour his strength into you and to sustain you and hold you together and bring you through.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.